If one could control the index of refraction inside a metamaterial so that light passed around an object, then the object would become invisible. To do this, this metamaterial must have a negative index of refraction, which every optics textbook says is impossible. Metamaterials were first theorized in a paper by Soviet physicist Viktor Veselago in 1967 and were shown to have weird optical properties, such as a negative refractive index and reverse Doppler effect. Metamaterials are so bizarre and preposterous that they were once thought to be impossible to construct. But in the last few years, metamaterials have actually been manufactured in the laboratory, forcing reluctant physicists to rewrite all the textbooks on optics. Researchers in metamaterials are constantly pestered by journalists who wish to know when invisibility cloaks will hit the market. The answer is, not anytime soon. David Smith of Duke University says, "Reporters, they call up and they just want you to say a number. Number of months, number of years. They push and push and push and you finally say, well, maybe 15 years. Then you've got your headline, right? 15 years till Harry Potter's cloak." That's why he now declines to give any specific timetable. Fans of Harry Potter or Star Trek may have to wait. While a true invisibility cloak is possible within the laws of physics, as most physicists will agree, formidable technical hurdles remain before this technology can be extended to work with visible light rather than just microwave radiation. In general, the internal structures implanted inside the metamaterial must be smaller than the wavelength of the radiation. For example, microwaves can have a wavelength of about 3 centimeters. So for a metamaterial to bend the path of microwaves, it must have tiny implants embedded inside it that are smaller than 3 centimeters. But to make an object invisible to green light with a wavelength of 500 nanometers, the metamaterial must have structures embedded within it that are only about 50 nanometers long, and nanometers are atomic length scales requiring nanotechnology. 1 nanometer is a billionth of a meter in length. Approximately 5 atoms can fit within a single nanometer. This is perhaps the key problem we face in our attempts to create a true invisibility cloak. The individual atoms inside a metamaterial would have to be modified to bend a light beam like a snake.